Let's go back to school. Can you remember that far back? Whichever university or college you attended, you probably had some great teachers who helped you become the fine accountant you are. These schools excel at teaching the science of accounting. They'll teach you everything you need to know about general ledgers, tax codes, holding structures, and payroll. But what they don't teach is the consummate skill set needed to be a successful accountant, and they certainly don't teach what it takes to build a successful accounting enterprise. Obviously, something is seriously wrong. The education that accounting professionals receive in school doesn't go far enough, deep enough, or broad enough. Colleges and universities don't teach you how to relate to the enterprise of accounting or to the business of accounting. They only teach you how to relate to the practice of accounting. In other words, they merely teach you how to be an effective accountant rather than a successful accountant. That's why there are plenty of accountants who are effective, but very few who are truly successful. Although a successful accountant must be effective, an effective accountant does not have to be, and in most cases isn't, successful. An effective accountant is capable of executing his or her duties with as much certainty and professionalism as possible. A successful accountant, on the other hand, works balanced hours, has little stress, leads rich and rewarding relationships with friends and family, and has an economic life that is diverse, fulfilling, and shows a continuous return on investment. A successful accountant finds time and ways to give back to the community, but at little cost to his or her sense of ease. A successful accountant is a leader, someone who doesn't simply teach clients how to balance their books and pay their taxes, but a sage, a rich person in the broadest sense of the word, a strong father, mother, wife, or husband, a friend, teacher, mentor, and spiritually grounded human being, a person who can see clearly into all aspects of what it means to lead a fulfilling life. So let's go back to the original question. Why did you become an accountant? Were you striving just to be an effective one? Or did you dream about real and resounding success? I don't know how you've answered that question in the past, but I am confident that once you understand the strategic thinking laid out in this book, you will answer it differently in the future. If the ideas here are going to be of value to you, it's critical that you begin to look at yourself in a different, more productive way. I am suggesting you go beyond the mere technical aspects of your daily job as an accountant and begin instead to think strategically about your accounting practice as both a business and an enterprise. I often say that most practices don't work, the people who own them do. In other words, most accounting practices are jobs for the accountants who own them. Does this sound familiar? The accountant, overcome by an entrepreneurial seizure, has started his or her own practice, become his or her own boss, and now works for a lunatic. The result, the accountant is running out of time, patience, and ultimately money. Not to mention paying the worst price anyone can pay for the inability to understand what a true practice is, what a true business is, and what a true enterprise is. The price of his or her life. In this book, I am going to make the case for why you should think differently about what you do and why you do it. It isn't just the future of your accounting practice that hangs in the balance. It's the future of your life.